This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
The more we fund this year, the bigger the fiscal cliff is going to be next year, and we can't sustain more taxes. It's irresponsible.
Special session budget hearings began where the regular session left off, with a bill that doesn't spend all the estimated revenue. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden warned appropriations members the unspent money cannot be used if there's a mid-year shortfall.
If the money is not appropriated, the money cannot be spent unless you're back in a legislative session.
Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry wanted a second opinion from Budget Director Barry Ducey.
Is there any mechanism where we could appropriate the money?
Outside of session? No, sir.
Some committee members are sticking with the don't spend it all scenario, like Winnsboro Representative Steve Pilant.
Government is like a fire. The more you feed it, the bigger it gets. When are we going to realize that we have to make cuts in some areas? You got to learn to live within your means.
Assistant Commissioner of Administration Barbara Goodson fired back.
If you don't want to fund the budget, tell us what programs you don't want to have, what services you don't want to provide.
It's not my job to cut, ma'am. That's your job to cut.
You set programs and you set them into law. And so if you want a program cut, you need to say it. Not funding them as much as you can on the front end means you're impacting their operation from day one. And maybe that's your point, is to keep the agencies from being able to operate through the year. I don't know.
House Appropriations takes public testimony on their budget plan today. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.